It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. How many times have we all said, this is a matter of principle? A principle is a matter of ethics and honesty and relates to good judgment and one's code of conduct in life. It is a matter of principle that government should be of, by, and for the people in a democracy. It's a matter of principle that we are responsible for our own actions. And as Dwight D. Eisenhower said, that a people that values its privileges above its principles soon loses both. There are some basic principles that keep us free from anarchy, and these are tenuous and need regular attention and maintenance and sometimes reflection. Principles are easily lost, and that's why they are tenuous, but as a platform they are vital for a healthy, thinking, safe society where justice can be afforded and where justice actually prevails, and where freedom of speech is paramount. So let's look at a place where I believe some basic and fundamental principles have been deliberately lost, and that's the Gold Coast City Council. You could easily add the Queensland State Government to this group as well, as they conveniently devolve power and responsibility to the council. Then, like Pontius Pilate, wash their hands of so many matters of responsibility to we the people. It's my belief the councillors should be ashamed at their lack of insight regarding the sale of the Bruce Bishop car park and public space in Surface. As a matter of principle, the land was donated in 1938 by Charles Hicks to the people of the Gold Coast. Yet council want to sell it to build a monument to themselves, and in this the mayor, Tom Tate, is complicit. If I'm any judge, Tate now sees this as a matter of principle, at least for himself, because of his perceived position and power, and that's not the mark of a leader. He should, as a matter of principle, have fully informed the councillors of all the important facts regarding the sale, and according to the Save Surface Paradise group, that was not done. It's the same with Black Swan Lake, where tactless Tom did not follow through on his word, and as a principal, that represents failure. The council are there to serve the people, not sell them out or marginalise them, as appears to be the case on so many occasions. This extends to the council's CEO, Dale Dixon, as well, who has throttled the voice of the people regarding the Bruce Bishop complex by not providing the documentation legally due to the citizens of Surface Paradise. These are matters the CCC will no doubt be looking at right now as they investigate the council's activities and management. How can it be good governance to sell off a prize asset for less than half its value, as the Save Surface Paradise group have conclusively and factually shown? How does it make any sense to remove so many affordable car park spaces from the business heart of the Gold Coast, which, apart from being iconic, is responsible for a quarter of the rate income throughout the entire Gold Coast? Simply as a matter of principle, it's a dumb move, let alone the loss of green space. Tom Tate recently questioned the validity of the Save Surface Paradise group as having no legal standing, by which I assume he meant they have no legal right to speak on behalf of and represent their 300 members. The council relied on oddities in the law to try and refuse justice to the people, and it appeared they had won to a degree, because the law is an ass. But now the glorious news that the Attorney General has granted a legal fiat. This is a special and somewhat rare proclamation that the court will hear the case against the sale, and it's thrown the council into uncharted territory, according to the tenacious Deborah Kelly, spokesperson for Save Surfers Paradise. During all this, the council is spending huge sums of ratepayers' money on lawyers, which I cannot understand for the life of me. Using the people's money to fight the people is, as a matter of principle, abhorrent. Whether it's the commune site or the wretched tram and its corridor of high-rise, high-density, or cruise liner terminals all over the place, it all represents decision-making in isolation and using measures which inevitably circumvent good democratic governance. As a matter of principle, I am disgusted as we watch this disjointed, inconsistent, and perhaps unethical activities of the council. I say councillors should find some backbone and courage and stand up for good principles. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.